Good afternoon. This is the 1 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Ike. Ike remains a very large hurricane, Category 2 on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale, nearing the upper Texas coast. At this hour, the center of Ike is located about 165 miles to the southeast of the Houston-Galveston area on the upper Texas coast. The center is moving towards the west-northwest at about 12 miles per hour, but is forecast to turn more towards the north over the next 12 to 24 hours. As it does so, the winds and surge will increase along the coast. The forecast shows the center moving inland during the early morning hours tomorrow, shortly after midnight. But because of the large size of the hurricane, we have hurricane warnings up from the central Louisiana coast around through much of the Texas coast. Tropical storm force winds will be arriving at the coast within the next few hours, and in fact, water levels have already been increased there, being pushed ashore by the winds, and have cut off some of the routes out of the coastal areas. Hurricane force winds should be arriving there near sunset today. Our great concern for this storm is the storm surge, which we show here. Galveston Island, I've highlighted here. Here's the rest of the upper Texas coast leading into southwestern Louisiana. From Galveston Island, northward and eastward, a storm surge of from 15 to 20 feet, locally higher, is expected, along with very large and dangerous battering waves on top. All the coastal area will be underwater at some point from Hurricane Ike, from the Galveston Island area, north and eastward. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.